Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A warm night is unfolding across the region. In Tel Aviv, the temperatures are mild, making it a pleasant evening for a stroll. Jerusalem is experiencing a calm and clear night. Meanwhile, in Haifa, the skies are clear, offering a beautiful view of the stars. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting, the Times of Israel covers a rare West Bank airstrike by the IDF. The operation reportedly killed three Palestinian terror operatives. Also, the Jerusalem Post highlights the political future of Palestinian civilians in Gaza. They argue for elections that could shift focus away from Hamas and Fatah. Also this hour, from earlier today, JNS reports that Israel praised Finland's decision to end UNRWA funding. Israeli officials are encouraging other nations to follow Finland's lead. Separately, the Jerusalem Post informs us that a controversial settlement law by the Netherlands has led Israel to expel Dutch diplomats. And finally, the Jerusalem Post explores the emerging role of Itamar Ben-Gvir. As a minister in Israel 2026, he advocates for banning UNRWA from Israel. Here's what people are saying online. Gideon Saar, an Israeli politician, announced that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza. He cited anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government as the reason. Meanwhile, Belaz News reports that Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar, with Prime Minister Netanyahu's approval, ordered the expulsion of Dutch diplomats. This follows the Dutch parliament's ban on trade with certain Israeli settlements. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, highlights comments by Itamar Ben-Gvir. He proclaims that banning UNRWA supporters from Israel is a historical move. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Times of Israel's report on the West Bank airstrike. The IDF targeted Qais Bitawi, identified as a key figure in Hamas operations in Jenin. Prime Minister Netanyahu and Defense Minister Gallant have praised the operation. This strike comes as tensions continue to rise in the region, affecting daily life for many. Turning to the political scene in Gaza, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, the article suggests that upcoming elections could provide a new political path for Palestinian civilians. With the focus shifting towards civilian needs, there might be a push for coexistence in the near future. This development could reshape Palestinian politics, emphasizing diplomacy over conflict. Meanwhile, JNS highlights Israel's reaction to Finland's decision to stop funding UNRWA. Israel argues that UNRWA schools have promoted violence and the move by Finland could influence other countries. This decision could lead to a further shift in international support for UNRWA, impacting its operations in the region. The expulsion of Dutch diplomats, covered by the Jerusalem Post, follows the Dutch law banning trade in products from Israeli settlements. This decision underscores ongoing tensions between Israel and European nations over settlement policies. The diplomatic fallout could affect bilateral relations and trade agreements. Finally, the Jerusalem Post follows Itamar Ben-Gvir's controversial stance in Israeli politics. Known for his hardline views, Ben-Gvir's recent comments on UNRWA reflect Israel's evolving approach to international organizations. His influence in the Israeli government could lead to significant policy changes. On the economic front, first, according to Ynet Business, prices for Rosh Hashanah honey cakes are rising. Bakery chains have increased prices by up to 15%, citing higher production and labor costs. This price hike may affect holiday celebrations for many families. Separately, Israel Hayom Business advises young couples on financial planning. An accountant recommends managing household expenses together as a combined model to avoid common financial pitfalls. This advice comes as more couples seek stability in uncertain economic times. And finally, from CTech, Scale Up House is introduced as a new initiative to support Israeli technology companies. Calcalist and Showcase IL are behind this year-round program aimed at fostering growth for promising scale-ups. The initiative could bolster Israel's position as a leader in tech innovation. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 7 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.